This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016. Tomorrow is going to be the vote as to whether or not Britain will leave the European Union. And, of course, this has global consequences, not only directly in Europe. And, of course, the European Union could start to unravel. And that would be, I think, a very good thing, because the European Union is now trying to consolidate with the essentially the North American Union. It's always economic consolidation first and then closely followed by political consolidation. People in Europe have had enough of it. People across Europe have had enough of it. So they're starting to break out of that confinement. So we're going to be talking to Lord Monckton because the referendum is tomorrow and all eyes are on Britain. Today, as we just before we went on air, we had Donald Trump start to essentially define Hillary Clinton. And so we're going to have a lot of breakdown of that speech. We've got an article that's up on the Drudge Report from InfoWars. Trump says Hillary makes millions from anti-gay, anti-woman regimes and wants Sharia migrants. And we're going to break down what that looks like for you in Saudi Arabia. Now, Hillary says she's a woman. Vote for her because she's a woman. Vote for her because she's going to do things for women. And yet she takes all of this money from these oppressive regimes throughout the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia. We're going to share a story with you about what the women in Saudi Arabia do on bumper car night. You won't believe this, how desperate they are to have a little bit of freedom and independence, to get the burqa off, to be able to drive a car. They're not interested in bumping into each other. They just want to be able to drive a car a little bit, have a little bit of freedom. So we're going to share that with you. Meanwhile, today, Hillary Clinton is in North Carolina. You know, we constantly hear about how Donald Trump is just poison for the GOP. He hurts the GOP so much. Really? You know, he brought in record numbers of voters this last election. Of course, Hillary's vote totals crashed from 8 years ago when she last ran for president. Hillary is being shunned in North Carolina by the top of the ticket of the Democrat Party. She's going to be talking in Raleigh today, and yet the candidate for governor is not going to be there. The candidate for Senate is not going to be there. What does that tell you about that important swing state? North Carolina is one of the swing states that is a must-win. There's a lot of reliable states that are going to go for the GOP, a lot of reliable states that are going to go for the Democrats. North Carolina is one of the states that is in swing, and the Democrats there do not want to be associated with her. It would be very bad timing, especially today, the way Donald Trump came out against Hillary Clinton. And as I pointed out, we're going to break that down a great deal for you. Also, Bill O'Reilly, you missed this yesterday, he's calling for gun registration. Here's an article from the Independent Sentinel. Bill O'Reilly wants assault weapons banned. He wants gun registered the same way that we register cars. He's also naive enough to think no one really wants to disarm Americans. And they point out, you know, we've been targeted by the IRS. Why would we want to create yet another thing where we're registered? I have to say, you know, you always use, isn't that interesting? When we had Obamacare, they said, well, we got mandatory insurance for cars. Now they're saying we had mandatory registration for cars. We have all kinds of arbitrary regulations for cars that infringe on our freedom to travel. So why can't we infringe on the rest of our freedoms? That's why I say, you know, all of our rights hang together, or we lose all of our rights at the same time. And I think it's time that we not only reject this idea that we're going to enact controls because we've already put them on our transportation. I think we need to start liberating freedom of movement within this country. I think we need to start looking at things that we have given up that are fundamental rights, the rights to move about freely, the rights to travel. And I think we need to stop making those privileges. But, of course, Bill O'Reilly and the people who want big government always use cars and airports as the template for how they're going to take more of our freedoms. And they also point out in this that Hillary is now talking about not assault rifles, but assault pistols. What does that mean? You know, an assault rifle is not defined. Even the liberal papers admit that. It's simply something that they want to make you afraid about. Stay with us when we come back. Alex Jones is going to join us from the road and give us his perspective. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I love my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
People talk a lot about being awake, but what does that really mean? The entire modern political system, the entire modern media system is about putting you into a controlled paradigm of limited information. And all the major markers show that IQs are dropping. Cognitive ability is imploding. People are becoming more and more ignorant, more and more shuttered, more and more on a psychological and spiritual reservation. To be free, I'm not saying you have to believe what Alex Jones believes. I'm simply saying you have to get outside that controlled reservation of globalist and social engineering and think for yourself and realize there's a wider universe of mystery and majesty all around us. And that as long as we stand for individual freedom, as long as we stand for the individual to be able to try to live out their own destiny, we are brothers and sisters no matter what color we are or what region of the world we come from. That truly unifies us. The globalists are trying to create an artificial construct where they unify us around the idea of a central control system where we don't criticize anybody or we don't have any basic free will, and we take the central directives from a planned economy, a planned computer-driven system to decide what jobs we have or where we go to school or where we travel or what we have for dinner. They're selling collectivism as the idea of giving up our individuality. That's counterfeit collectivism. True collectivism, in the human sense, is totally individual and totally independent and absolutely democratic. Democracies in a mass sense are very dangerous. You can get 51% to vote to make the other 49% slaves. That's why in a republic, basic liberties of all, including the minority, are protected. But in a democracy of the free market, where you vote for the music you like by what you listen to and what you support, where you vote for the food you like by what you buy and what you promote, where you vote for the education you like by where you send your children or where you go for secondary education, that is the true diversity. That is the true unifier. And we've seen in the last few weeks tragic Islamic attacks in Europe and the Middle East, also here in the United States, on lesbians and gays and others. And it's really been a big wake-up call for these people that believe the state cares about them to understand that this state and other states have brought in these radical Islamics because they're more compatible with what the globals want to build than an open, free society. And to see gun shops all over the United States, like right here in Texas, in Houston, offering people free shooting lessons and free training, reaching out to them and saying, gun owners don't hate you. Gun owners, on average, aren't bigots. Gun owners want you as a human to be able to protect yourself and even the odds when some monstrous killer comes in to take your lives and others. That's what it's all about. That's why guns are this great equalizer. It's why the establishment pushes to take guns from the general population, because they want to be the only ones with the guns. And I know that's incredibly simple, but it's true. Every other nation on earth, except for a few like Switzerland, have taken the guns from their people, and they're all moving steadily into corruption, into authoritarianism. The few nations that haven't taken the guns, like Switzerland, have the lowest crime rates in the world, the highest standards of living, because they're truly citizens. They're truly trusted by the state. The people are the state, and so they are empowered. They have choices. They have great freedom. They have lower taxes because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the state. We need a small state because we need to have the manifestation of our individual will through a collective be minimized, because historically it's so incredibly dangerous. But that's because that's collectivism centralized and focused like a laser. It can be destructive. But when true individually expressed collectivism, these are my own views, but everyone sees them as evident of truth because they're universal, they're obvious truth, prima facie. When individuals make choices, that is the crowdsourcing of common sense, and that is the ultimate in the expression of free will by individuals, but in a collective spectrum that truly brings us the Renaissance and the huge palette of choices we have today. Let's continue to discuss the nature of the world and how to truly break the matrix and become free. And again, I don't have all the answers, my friends. I simply understand basic universal truths throughout time immemorial that have empowered and unleashed the true potential of humanity.
Okay, and that's Alex Jones on the road, and he's going to be joining us with a special report at the bottom of the hour as well. Now, the top stories that are breaking today are the major speech by Donald Trump defining Hillary, and we have a report from the road about Hillary for prison. Actually, Slate Magazine wrote a story about a person at the Donald Trump rally in Las Vegas on Saturday and spent a great deal of time talking about her Hillary for Prison t-shirt, and that was the title of the article. We're going to tell you about that, but also we're going to have Lord Monckton joining us in the second hour. We're going to be talking about Brexit. All eyes internationally are on Brexit. Look, you have to understand, the election that we have here in America with Donald Trump, as well as Brexit, they're all about the same issue. We just had the first female mayor of Rome elected. And a lot of people focus on the fact in the mainstream media, oh, first female mayor of Rome. No, the real story is that she's a populist mayor, that she is against the consolidation of power into the EU. Now, they can't portray her as a far-right extremist because she's not. She's a lefty environmentalist. And so they kind of, many of them, don't even want to talk about her politics. They just talk about the fact that she's female. But it's very important because that is another example of how people across the political spectrum want to take back control of their lives locally instead of surrendering it to a distant bureaucracy. So we're going to be talking to Lord Monckton about what's going on in Brexit because it affects all of us. There is a globalist consolidation that's going on, a consolidation of power. And the question is Britain going to remain a nation or is it going to be subsumed into this collective globalist Borg? And the same thing is true of America. Is America going to remain a nation or are we going to lose our sovereignty? Because that's what's going to happen if the Trans-Pacific, Trans-Atlantic partnerships happen. Our trade, our economy is going to be managed by a committee that we have absolutely no control over. There's no election of this committee. And they can rewrite the terms of that agreement, which will rewrite the terms of our economy at will. Senator Sessions, who many of us believe, I hope that Donald Trump will pick him as vice president, has laid that out. He says it's a living document. You don't know what this thing is going to become once you've passed it. But let's take a look real quickly at some of the first snippets of what Donald Trump is saying about Hillary Clinton today. We have an article that's up on the Drudge Report. Kit Daniels, Trump says Hillary takes millions from anti-gay, anti-woman regimes, and she wants Sharia migrants. He points out Hillary Clinton takes millions of dollars from these regimes in the Middle East. He says, I only want to admit people who share our values, who love our people. But Hillary Clinton wants to bring in people who believe women should be enslaved and that gays should be put to death. He says the government of Brunei also stands to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of Hillary's Trans-Pacific Partnership, which she would absolutely approve if given the chance. Absolutely. That's why the establishment and both parties support Hillary. This election is about the consolidation of globalist power. And she is the one who will give it to them. Donald Trump is the one who stands in their way, just like Brexit. That's why we've got all of the corporations, all the political establishment. Obama was in Britain stumping against against Brexit to keep them in the European Union. Trump says Hillary Clinton took up to $25 million from Saudi Arabia, where being gay is also punishable by death. They bragged that they gave her 20% of what she took in. Now, I want take a look at this Wall Street Journal article, for example. This is an article about Saudi Arabian women who love to ride bumper cars. Now, they don't do it because they get a kick out of bumping each other. They do it because they're so desperate for a little taste of freedom. Look at that picture. Two women and a burqa sitting in a bumper car. And that's the only time they can get behind the wheel in that oppressive regime. Do you think they got a bumper sticker on that bumper car that says, I'm for Hillary, I'm with her? I don't think so. I don't think so. Bumper burqas, I guess you could call the ride. I don't know. But you know what? Donald Trump had a great line in his speech. Look at that picture, that illustration. That is priceless. A woman in a burqa is a Wall Street Journal, typical kind of a woodcut illustration with a woman in a burqa sitting in a bumper car. You know, she always, her slogan, I'm with her. Donald Trump says, you know what? I'm with you. I support you. I'm not asking you to get behind me and make me an emperor, okay? Like Hillary Clinton is. Now listen to what happens in Saudi Arabia. This is important. Here's a woman, they're talking about how she drove in circles, and when the cars came in her direction, she swerved. These were electric bumper cars, but in Saudi Arabia, the ride doesn't always live up to his name. She says, I come here to drive. She's a 27-year-old homemaker. She's still giddy from the roughly five-minute, mostly crash-free ride in her red and green two-seater. She says it's much better than bumping against others. This is at a weekly ladies' night only, where women can discard their headscarves and their head-to-toe black gowns to reveal the latest fashion trends, ripped jeans, tank tops, tossed to the side, 80s-style hair. Now, there's no men at all in the park on this night. All the women are, all the entire amusement park is run by women staff. They said the biggest draw of the amusement park isn't the new hours, however, of fashion freedom. Instead, they go there to get behind the wheel. Even a bumper car wheel in a country that bans female drivers. There's no loud bangs, no ferocious head-on crashes. There's a few slow speed collisions, but also a lot of women who are dodging, as women are content to just glide over the smooth surface with a little tiny steering wheel in their hand. Isn't that sad? Are we going to be like that when the driverless cars take over? Are we going to be that repressed? But this is what's going on here. They say they love to drive the cars, and when the men come here, they're always bumping. But if you bump the ladies, they scream at you and say, hey, I came here to drive. Stop that. And then the night is over, and they have to walk out and put on their hoods. And the men pick them up. Because the religious police in Saudi Arabia, the supporters that Hillary Clinton prostitutes herself for, will arrest them, will beat them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016. Of course, the big issues before us today are another attempt at gun control coming from the Senate. We have a major policy speech. I would put it that way. It's talking about Hillary Clinton. But, you know, folks, if you're a criminal and a liar, that's been her policy. OK, so he's defining her policy by defining her. And then we're also going to have Lord Monckton joining us in the second hour, in the next hour, to talk about Brexit, which is the vote is going to happen tomorrow. And that's a global issue. We've talked about that just a moment ago. But I want to talk about the story from Slate. Now, last Saturday, Donald Trump was in Las Vegas. And Slate wrote an article that just came out. And the title of the article was Hillary for Prison 2016. And it's like, whoa, that's like our T-shirt. And it's like, yeah, it's exactly like our T-shirt. The whole article, the beginning of the article, is about our T-shirt. And they talked to a lady, Anna, and I believe her name is pronounced Kate. It's K-H-A-I-T. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. Anna Kate, a 27-year-old professional poker player and a contestant on the latest season of Survivor, was standing next to the entrance of the Cirque du Soleil's Mystery in the Treasure Island Hotel, explaining the shirt she was wearing, and it read Hillary for Prison 2016. She says, I got this on Infowars.com. I love this shirt, she said. There's so many people walking by saying, I love this shirt. I love this shirt. Give me a high five. At this moment, a middle-aged black woman stopped to compliment Kate on her shirt. Yay, Hillary. For prison, Kate explained gently. Oh, you want her in prison? The woman asked. She's a criminal, Kate replied. And if you want to have a conversation starter like this lady that they were talking about, you can get your Hillary for Prison T-shirt at InfoWars. We've even got a special on it, a limited special, 50% off for 1 week, and it's started yesterday, so it's not that long. And get the next one for 75% off, 50% off the first one, 75% off the second one. And as you heard, it looks like Hillary for president, because the lady who walked by thought that's what it was, said, yay, Hillary. But if you look closely, it says Hillary for prison, and that's precisely where she needs to be, in the big house, not the White House. Okay, now, Donald Trump is out saying that Hillary is a world-class liar. Let's play this clip from today's speech.
Hillary Clinton, and as you know, most people know, she's a world-class liar. Just look at her pathetic email server statements or her phony landing. Or her phony landing in Bosnia, where she said she was under attack, and the attack turned out to be young girls handing her flowers, a total and look, this was yeah, one of the buttes.
Okay.
A total and self-serving lie.
So is he overstepping this? Is he going a little bit too far, calling her a world-class liar? Let's fact-check that. Let's play the clip from CBS News when she was in Bosnia. Here's that clip.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
Problem is, that's not what happened. And we should know, CBS News accompanied the First Lady and daughter Chelsea on that Bosnia trip. That's Senator Clinton talking to me on the military flight into Tuzla. And these are the pictures we recorded of the greeting ceremony when the plane landed. Compare that to Senator Clinton's account.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony. And we basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
Thank you. There was no sniper fire either when Senator Clinton visited two Army outposts where she posed for photos. And no sniper fire back at the base. Where she sang at a USO show starring Sinbad and Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, she's a world-class liar. No doubt about it. Okay, here's some of the other things that Donald Trump said. He said her server, because that's what he was just talking about. He goes, she's lying about this server thing. He said her server was easily hacked by foreign governments, perhaps even by her financial backers in communist China, putting all of America in danger. And he went on to say, you know, I don't know what's in those deleted emails, but our enemies probably do. Oh, no, it's not a probably. He soft-sold that. It's a definitely. Our enemies definitely know what's in that. Look, if Guccifer could hack into these private servers, and the guy is not even an IT specialist, he just guessed at their passwords, okay? You can bet that the private server of the Secretary of State is a target. We've had the Federal Reserve hacked 50 different times. because they want to know what the private discussions of the Federal Reserve are. You think they'd want to know what the State Department is talking about? He says, yeah, they probably have a blackmail file over someone who wants to be president of the United States. Exactly. Stay with us when we come back. Alex Jones will be joining us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is what the establishment media does, attempting to totally control the narrative of our lives. They tell us that Obamacare does not have death panels, even though they admit now it does. They tell us Obamacare is free. Then it cuts your bill in half. Then it's the cost of a phone or cable bill. Then you can keep your doctor. And then, of course, we have one of the architects of it, Gruber, on C-SPAN saying, thank God the American people are so stupid and don't have attention spans. And then he says that he never said that. And seven more videos at least come out of him bragging about developing the deceptive plan to be used against the American people. And it's that same tactic we see out of Slate magazine with their with their latest headline. And Slate Magazine comes out with this demonization campaign and says, oh, my gosh, you know, the incredible conspiracy theory from Alex Jones that Hillary needs to go to prison. The idea that she's committed any crimes, the idea that she should be prosecuted, it's as asinine as saying that maybe Richard Nixon should be prosecuted, except Richard Nixon did nothing compared to her. But they sit there and they shake their fingers at us and they make fun of us and they just imply that none of this is happening, hoping that the most dumbed down elements of society out there don't actually look into the facts. But I mean, just imagine this now. It's now conspiracy theory. If you wear a t-shirt that says Hillary for president 2016, obviously a pun saying instead of being in the Oval Office, she needs to, you know, be in the reopened Alcatraz. So this is how they manipulate society. This is how they manipulate culture. And it's totally and completely sick. And that's why I'm intensifying my efforts. They're really upset about this meme. They see it at Donald Trump rallies, but other rallies all over the country. There are hundreds of other t-shirt shops and things online now imitating the shirt or making variants of it. Personally, I'm totally fine with that because I wanted this to be a meme that was picked up by the American people. I wanted this to be a meme that went completely viral and showed the power. It's not about selling t-shirts for $19.95. But speaking of the devil, they're $9.95 right now for the first shirt you get. The second shirt you get in the same order is $4.95. That is 75% off, ladies and gentlemen, 75% off. And imagine the power. If tens of thousands more of these shirts go out, imagine the power of those being seen at events all over the country, all over television, really breaking the Berlin Wall of control and saying to the social engineers, yes, we want Hillary Clinton to go to prison. Yes, we want her investigated for Benghazi and back to the Cattlegate futures and Vince Foster and Fast and Furious and her foundation and everything this criminal administration and this group of mafias are involved in. So that's what it comes down to. That's what we the people want. It's what common sense shows. And the attempt by the social engineers to pull this operation off, the attempt by the globalists to sit there and make us feel like we're weird, we're alone, we're strange, and that it's bizarre to actually call for these criminals to get in trouble is just asinine. Their hoax is falling. Their attempt to control reality is just dissipating. And the only facade left is that free thinkers still think that we're somewhat alone and don't realize the real power we have. And it is something like a Molon Labe shirt or a Come and Take It shirt or a Hillary for Prison shirt from InfoWarsStore.com that A, funds the InfoWar with the latest info, but B, allows the public to really interface with each other and realize how many of us there really are. And so that we can have our own narrative. We can challenge their false reality and bring in common sense. So I want to challenge folks to take advantage of the 75% off. You can go to InfoWars.com/show. And you can also find links right there to the newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter. But both of those pages have links to each other. Put in your email and we'll send you a promo code for 75% off the second shirt, 50% off the first shirt. And again, we're not really making a profit off this, but it's all about just getting the word out and really rubbing salt in the wound because this meme has them scared. This meme absolutely is symbolic of the villagers coming with their pitchforks, coming with their hatchets towards the castle, and the social engineers are absolutely aware of the fact that the media has a 6% trust rate in a major national AP poll. They know the Congress has a 9% approval rating in Gallup poll. They know they're a pack of criminals. They know they're a pack of scum. They know they've committed crimes so great that they've doubled and tripled down all the way to the next level. And that they're trying to fail forward. She needs to get into the presidency to cover up her past crimes and persecute her enemies. So we are full steam ahead exposing this. Hillary for President 2016 and Slate and all the other establishment publications. The New York Times has talked about it. They all show their weakness when they sit there and demonize this, when they sit there and try to shut this down because they know it's having a giant effect. Now back to David Knight, Paul Watson, and others that are co-hosting this live Global Wednesday transmission.
Thank you, Alex. That's Alex Jones. And, of course, today is a major speech from Donald Trump. You remember a couple of weeks ago, he said, I'm going to have a major speech on Monday. I'm going to define Hillary. And, of course, that didn't happen because we had the Orlando shooting stories that came out over that weekend. And so here we are about 10 days after that, and the speech has come out. And it is a major speech. He hit her with everything, essentially. But he starts out by talking about the economy. That is a key issue, folks. People vote their pocketbook. It's the economy, stupid. That's what the Clinton campaign said when they won. And, of course, that is a very powerful weapon for Donald Trump. And it is something most people believe, rightfully so, that he can do a far better job than Hillary Clinton of relieving us of the burdens that the federal government has put on us. And one of the things he says is, of course, he's going to change immigration rules to give unemployed Americans opportunities to get good jobs. He stands to he vows to stand up for countries that cheat on U.S. trade. And we need to understand, folks, when you bring in workers, when you export jobs, when you say, as Hillary Clinton does, she's going to give blanket amnesty to people. And yet, look at the massive numbers of people. Even the Federal Reserve is saying the unemployment numbers are totally bogus. They don't include people who have given up looking for work or who haven't been able to find a job for a very long time. They just exclude them. When did that kind of phony accounting begin in the economy? Well, you can go back to the first Clinton administration. That's when they started doing that. And then he talks about the open borders. And, of course, really, folks, it's not gun control. It's border control if you want to talk about things that are endangering us here. He says Hillary Clinton, who already has the blood of so many on her hands, is now announcing she is willing to put each and every one of our lives in harm's way. An open door policy to criminals, to terrorists who enter our country. Hillary is not concerned about you or I. Because, you know, quite frankly, all of these gun control measures, they keep screaming, background checks, watch lists. I want to watch these people. I want to know what they're doing. I want to know who they are. Well, they didn't do it for this Orlando shooter, did they? Okay. And they're not doing it for the people coming into this country. They have no idea who these people are. So don't talk to us about having background checks once the people get into this country. It's a bit late at that point. Let's play a clip from Donald Trump's speech where he's talking about Hillary taking money from the Arab countries and her email scandal.
Hillary Clinton accepted $58,000 in jewelry from the government of Brunei when she was Secretary of State, plus millions more for her foundation. The Sultan of Brunei has pushed oppressive Sharia law, including the punishment by death and stoning if you happen to be gay. The government of Brunei also stands to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of Hillary's Trans-Pacific Partnership, which she would absolutely approve if given the chance. Hillary Clinton's book, and just think of this, the book talks about it, but Hillary took $25 million from Saudi Arabia and much more from others, where being gay is also punishable by death. Hillary took millions from Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, and many other countries that horribly abuse women and the LGBT citizens. To cover up her corrupt dealings, Hillary illegally stashed her State Department emails on a private server. She's under investigation, but it seems like nothing's going to happen, even though other people who have done similar things, but at a much lower level, their lives have been destroyed. It's a rigged system, folks. It's a rigged system. Her server was easily hacked by foreign governments, perhaps even by her financial backers in communist China. Sure they have it. Putting all of America and our citizens in danger, great danger. Then there are the 33,000 emails she deleted. Well, we may not know what's in those deleted emails, our enemies probably know every single one of them. So they probably now have a blackmail file over someone who wants to be the president of the United States. This fact alone disqualifies her from the presidency. We can't hand over our government to someone whose deepest, darkest secrets may be in the hands of our enemies. Can't do it.
Not only does it disqualify her, but we need to understand that this government, this administration, the Obama administration, has used the Espionage Act of 1917 more than against journalists and against whistleblowers, more than all of the presidents combined in the previous 100 years. Think about that. Think about that. Think about how vigorous they have been to shut down all transparency in our government from whistleblowers, from journalists, calling them spies because they worship national security. And then look at the free pass that Hillary Clinton gets. Can she preside in this ridiculous hypocrisy over this aggressive and over-the-top national security state? Of course she can't. Of course she can't. And I would hope that Donald Trump would scale it back, but I don't see any signs that he will. There are other reasons to vote for Donald Trump. I don't think he's going to pull back the national security state. But when you look at what the Obama administration that she was a part of did to people like Thomas Drake and the whistleblowers, William Binney from the NSA, who tried to warn us about the dragnet surveillance that now everybody understands and believes because of the Snowden leaks. When you look at how they came after Thomas Drake, and I've interviewed him, they came after him and went over him with a fine-tooth comb to try to find something that they could come against him with very serious charges. And what they found were some training manuals, you know, security is our friend, and that type of thing, and tried to send him to jail for that. And here we've got Hillary Clinton with some of the most beyond top-secret documents you can have, private discussions with foreign heads of state, completely in violation of the security agreements, what she understands as a Secretary of State. She signed documents saying that she would abide by the laws and regulations of the national security state, and they prosecute people for whistleblowing, and yet she walks free and clear. And then, as Donald Trump pointed out, a friend to the most oppressive regimes in the world, oppressive to the people that she appeals to vote for her because of her identity. Just vote for me, LGBT people, because I'm one of you. Vote for me because I'm a woman. And yet, look at Saudi Arabia. I read earlier that story from the Wall Street Journal talking about these Saudi Arabian women who long for the one night a week in the capital, Jeddah, where they can go to an amusement park and sit in bumper cars, not so that they can play bumper cars, but so they can actually feel what it's like to drive a car. Now, they go on to say, in a country where 23% of Saudi women, only 23%, have jobs. Ladies-only nights bring women out in force. Every employee there is, in fact, a woman because you have to have this rigid segregation of sexes. And it's only because they only have all the employees as women that they're allowed to take off the burqas and the beekeeper suits. Okay, everyone from popcorn sellers to the security guards to the bumper car attendant, the men have the night off. And while cinemas are normally banned in Saudi Arabia, there are two of them in this amusement park. Granted, the movies last under 5 minutes, and the experience is really just about the special effects. It's got 3D screens, seats that jolt you around and spray water on you, okay? But for them, the biggest attraction is the fact that they can ride in these cars and that they don't have to be hassled by the men. The men who have been trained by this culture, by this religion, to oppress and harass women. The men who send the money to Hillary Clinton. And then they go on to say, the way they end the story is they say, many of the female bumper car drivers confide that they would really like to sit in the driver's seat outside of the park's walls. Some of them say that they secretly they have. And then this woman who they talk to, and I hope the Saudi religious police don't read the Wall Street Journal, because if they do, she and her husband are big trouble. She says with pride, I've driven in the desert. Yeah, yeah. If you're in Saudi Arabia, you can drive in the desert, maybe. Okay, those are the people that we have been so closely allied to. And it's not just the Clintons, okay? It's the establishment, Republican and Democrat. Remember, it was Henry Kissinger. All these people who are pushing these globalist trade deals on us, they are the ones who took us off the gold standard. Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger, they created the alliance with the Saudis where they would they would back, all oil would be sold in the dollar. They would create the petrodollar. They would buy our treasury bills. And then when we have a classified document, the government's own conspiracy theory, the official 9/11 report that has 28 pages where they talked about the Saudis, and somebody said, wait a minute, you can't say that about our guys because, I mean, they're locked hip and thigh with the CIA. They redacted that. And if that were to come out, people would sue them. And they actually started running bills to the Senate to allow the Saudis to be sued. And the Saudis said, you know, you do that, we're going to dump $750 billion of your treasury bills, blackmailing us. Those are our closest allies. Those are the close supporters of Hillary Clinton, the people who brag that they gave her 20% of her financing. Those people who are so closely tied to the CIA. And, of course, as Paul Craig Roberts pointed out, when we talk about the Brexit vote that is coming up tomorrow, as he pointed out, the European Union is a creation of the CIA. They wanted a single point of control. So they're intimately involved in the creation of the European Union. Obama and the establishment, both Republican and Democrat, do not want to see Britain leave the EU. They want Britain to be controlled. They want Britain to be subsumed. They do not want them to leave the European Union reservation. That vote is tomorrow. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Lord Monckton, and he's going to explain to us what is at stake. Because this is something that affects us all. It's all, we're in a war right now about global consolidation that will wipe out the nation states of the West. Brexit is a part of it. Donald Trump is a part of it. You can be a part of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, November Sports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Yada!
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016, the day before Brexit. As I pointed out, we're going to be talking to Lord Monckton about that in the next hour. I've got a speech coming up. I want you to hear from Boris Johnson, the former mayor of London. And he lays out what is truly at stake here. We hear all this talk about all the different economic measures. Are they going to be better off economically? And certainly you can take a look and you can understand and you can get a dollar figure as to how much they are sending to the European Union as a net loss. And then they reply and say, yeah, but we're a part of this great big trading bloc and we really don't know what's going to happen if the trade deals change. So they have specific metrics that show this massive bleeding of cash coming out. And then the other side that says remain in it because we don't really know what will happen if we get out of it. That's what we're seeing played back and forth. But it is truly about sovereignty. And I want to play you this clip from Boris Johnson where he talks about this and he lays this out. They had a debate last night and they had people from both sides talking. This is his summary speech. It's a great speech.
At the end of this campaign, I think you'll agree, there is a very clear choice between those on their side who speak of nothing but fear of the consequences of leaving the EU and we on our side who offer hope. Between those who have been endlessly rubbishing our country and running it down and those of us who believe in Britain. They say we can't do it. We say we can. They say we have no choice but to bow down to Brussels. We say they are woefully underestimating this country and what it can do. If we vote leave, we can take back control of our borders, of huge sums of money, £10 billion a year net, of our tax-raising powers, of our trade policy, and of our whole law-making system, the democracy that is the foundation of our prosperity. And if we stand up for democracy, we will be speaking up for hundreds of millions of people around Europe who agree with us, but who currently have no voice. And if we vote leave and take back control, I believe that this Thursday can be our country's Independence Day.
That's right. Is tomorrow going to be the Independence Day? Are they going to purge Britain of the parasites and the toxins? How's that for a transition to a deep cleanse special? we're going to talk about what's going on with Brexit. But we do have a new special, 20% off deep cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. We all know that a clean, toxin-free body is the foundation of true health. That's why we've developed Deep Cleanse. It's an all-in-one total body cleanser that doesn't cut any corners. This natural formula incorporates the chemical and toxic metal cleansing ability of organic zeolites in combination with powerful cleansing herbs. You can read over 100 five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Find out what this product is about, how it can help you get rid of the parasites, the toxins in your body, just as they're trying to get rid of them in Britain, hopefully tomorrow. You can get it for 20% off right now, InfoWarsLife.com. New special, 20% off Deep Cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as we're talking about the parasite, here's an article from Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson. The EU even tries to control the volume at which we listen to music in Britain. He says the joyless Brussels bureaucracy regulates every aspect of our lives. EU regulations are becoming so invasive that the unelected bureaucracy even tries to control the volume at which European citizens can listen to music on their iPhone. Now, as we look at that, there was a story that was up on the Drudge Report yesterday from the Daily Mail. Don't call them robots. Europe's mechanical workers could become electronic persons. Who's going to do something that crazy? Why? Of course, it would be the European Union. And they're even proposing that there's going to have to be a social security pension plan for the robots who take their jobs. How's that? That's the next level after they bring in the migrants. They bring in the robots. Want to talk about a precariat? You want to talk about the precarious people with pitchforks and torches? Let's hope they turn out to vote tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.